insurance. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save nearly $750 on average. Call or click today and find out if we could save you hundreds on your car insurance.
The Todd Almost Show.
You look at Taylor Swift. She fought off the bitterness of defeat when she lost her records, when she was kind of duped by a manager. People who told her she'd never amount to anything. But it doesn't matter if you like her music or not. I'm a fan of anyone. Doesn't matter whether they're an artist or an athlete or just a common Jane or Joe. If you've overcome something in your life, you're a winner. If you've made it through, that's what it's all about.
The Todd Almost Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
What's on your to-do list? Check your mail? Get groceries? How about getting your annual vaccines? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
Yes, you do. Because we've got you with local vaccine events and access to transportation. Protecting yourself and your loved ones is not a chore anymore.
You've got this.
A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging. Funded by the U.S. Administration for Community Living through a grant to U.S. Aging. Learn more at yougotthis.usaging.org.
It's 2024. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you live across the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Jane Matt Nair.
And I'm Greg Bach.
Join us Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon as we break down the news and share some laughs along the way.
We're talking to politicians, we're talking to community leaders, and we're talking to anyone who has a story.
And we occasionally get a visit from an umbrella cockatoo. Join us for Matt Nair on Air Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon.
Earl Ingram.
My special guest is the curator and founder of Wisconsin's Black Historical Society, none other than Claiborne Benson.
I want people to know that Wisconsin has a beautiful, rich African-American history. Many people think the King celebration and all of those other kinds of things are more important. They occurred in Wisconsin as well, and we've impacted the entire nation.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group Wisconsin Breaking News today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
To pigs, those oinkers are remarkably intelligent animals with a sense of social responsibility to the common good of the group. Compare that ethic to the ethic of self-entitlement expressed by pompous and petulant corporate executives like hotel magnate Monty Bennett, who recently grabbed millions of dollars in economic relief meant for small businesses. It was so stinky that even the thievish Trumpistas made him return the money. Yet, a shameless Bennett continues to insist that he deserves a government bailout. What are all those taxes we paid supposed to provide us with, anyway? He whined. Well, Monty, maybe with a literate workforce, clean water, paved streets, fire and police protection, and other public basics that subsidize your business. But our taxes aren't meant to guarantee your profit. Yet, Bennett flaunts his cluelessness. I won't apologize for being a capitalist in America, exclaimed this socialist capitalist in March as he was grabbing taxpayer handouts. Indeed, he's apparently a very poor capitalist. Last year, before the coronavirus catastrophe struck, the Ashcroft Trust that he heads had a $113 million loss and saw its stock value nosedive by 80%. Yet, he took special care of himself, pocketing $5.7 million in personal pay. This is Jim Hightower saying, meanwhile, Monty is in line for more government money from Trump and company's new $500 billion pot of cash exclusively reserved as emergency aid for giant corporations. Moreover, Bennett and his ilk can take this bailout with no requirement to use any of it to protect the paychecks or save the jobs of employees. They can even use our money to raise their own pay.
If you'd like more of Jim Hightower's real populism, check out the Hightower Lowdown. Jim's monthly newsletter gives you the real lowdown on which corporations, by name, are doing what to the middle class, our environment, and our democracy. Each month, the Hightower Lowdown brings you facts you didn't know, along with actions you can take to fight back. It also comes with a sense of humor. Hightower believes we can fight the gods and still have fun. Plus, get this, it's cheap. Only $15 brings you 12 issues a year. For real populism, go to HightowerLowdown.org.
...24,000 children die every day from preventable causes. My name is Lawrence Fishburne, and I believe that number should be zero. Believe in zero.
Join the effort. Visit unicefusa.org.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, hey, happy Tuesday. A lot going on in the world. It seems like it's always a lot going on in the world. It's like the news has been so news-heavy the last couple of years. It's just mind-boggling. The acceleration of the new Reich. This is the rise of basically the Nazi movement within the GOP in America is getting faster and faster and more violent. I'll tell you about that in just a moment. Also, a Christian nationalist Trump ally is putting together a plan to invoke Insurrection Act on day one. I talked with you about that last week when I said, you know, Congress needs to fix the Insurrection Act because it's just an open invitation for Trump to flip America into a full-blown dictatorship with an executive order, you know, with no action from Congress whatsoever. Also, the cowardly GOP is fleeing town instead of doing the important work of we the people. In fact, I'm seeing reports that right now Moscow Mike Johnson is down in Mar-a-Lago, apparently spit-shining the shoes of Donald Trump. Sir, please move that shoe a little to the left so I can get the front corner of it. Yeah, there we go. Okay, is that... Does he kiss his shoes as well? I don't know. Has the Republican Party left the Ukrainians exposed? Are they helping Russia? It certainly appears that way. Also, another American was arrested in Russia for high treason on trumped-up charges. This is an amazing story. This woman who is an American citizen, a dual citizen, actually. She's Russian and American citizen. She lives in Los Angeles. She was just arrested in Russia for having sent $50 to Razom, the pro-Ukrainian charity that was on this program 2 weeks ago. And she's looking at 20 years in prison now in Russia. But Tucker Carlson says it's such a wonderful country. Also, has Putin murdered a pilot who defected? We'll talk about that in the second hour of the program. In the third hour of our program, a Raw Story reporter has been stalked by Nazis here in the United States. And he's going to drop by and tell us the whole story about it. And a red state hopeful for a second Trump term is preparing to cut Medicaid for those who need it. Looks like about a dozen red states are in on this one. And the Alabama court rules that frozen embryos are children, quoting the Bible in their Supreme Court decision, or in their court decision. This is wild, wild stuff. But to start out, the acceleration of the new Reich. Teddy Wilson. Over at Radical Reports. Radical Reports is just a great Substack newsletter. And he published one last week that had just a whole series of links in it to, you know, things that, you know, what's going on right now. And so I went through those links and a few others and came up with, I think, what's a pretty good overview of what's going on in America right now. Keep in mind, most all of this, there are two exceptions, but outside of them, all the rest of this is stuff that has just happened in the last 2 weeks. And it's getting more and more brazen. I mean, this past weekend, there was a group of Nazis who marched through downtown Nashville, complete with swastikas, giant swastika flags, and racist chants. The media treated it like it was just another day. This stuff is getting normalized. Republicans who run Texas are in open defiance of the U.S. Supreme Court and the federal government over the border. That's the most significant challenge to federal authority since 1832 and the nullification crisis. And indeed, it's stirring up new pro-Civil War rhetoric among the racist base of the GOP. Andrew Womack, who's a televangelist and a big Republican supporter, who called COVID a hoax hyped by liberals as an opportunity to come against Trump. Recently, on his podcast, Truth and Liberty, he said, quote, "I've actually had people say that if Trump was to be elected, if we got a conservative Congress, that they fear we would have another civil war. And you know what? I don't want a civil war. I don't want anybody that, I don't know anybody that does, but would it be worth it to turn this nation back? I believe it would be worth it." Right. You know, I was in the middle of a civil war in Uganda in 1980. And in fact, one of my colleagues was shot dead. Her name was Anne. She was an Irish Red Cross worker. I just don't think anybody calling for a civil war has actually ever been in one. Because once you've seen what a civil war is like, you don't want them. Anyhow, Nikki Haley has been swatted twice. She's been physically attacked on stage. She's now being stalked at campaign events by Putin-loving Trump supporters who are outraged that she's calling for more military support for Ukraine. Jacob Ware, the author of Guns, God, and Sedition, told the CBC, quote, "I think intent to commit violence is high across the political spectrum, but especially on the far right." And he talks about our gun laws, you know, facilitating that. Just days after Maine Secretary of State Shayna Bellows ruled that Trump had committed sedition and couldn't be on the state ballot, she was swatted. Judges Tanya Chutkan and Arthur Engoron have been targeted by fascist Trump followers. A Trump devotee armed with a hammer broke into Nancy Pelosi's home and tried to beat her husband Paul to death. On the campaign trail, Trump regularly refers to the incident as if it was some sort of victory for him, encouraging his supporters to do the same again. Another apparent Trump follower just last month murdered and decapitated his own father because he was a federal employee and therefore part of the deep state that Trump said we got to destroy. When the Washington Post looked into this problem of, the Public Research Religion Research Institute, PRRI, found that fully 23% of Americans agree with the statement, true American patriots may have to resort to violence to save the country. And the Washington Post looked into it and found that people running for Congress had to increase their spending on security by over 500% between the time Trump lost in 2020 and last November's midterms. The Brennan Center for Justice questioned 1,700 state and local elected officials in all 50 states and found that fully 40% have been either threatened or physically attacked in the 3 years since Trump lost. 90% said that they have been harassed, intimidated, or stalked. 1 in 10 state legislators report that a person with a weapon had tried to intimidate them on one or more occasion. 1 in 5 state officials and almost half of local officials say that because of these threats, they're unwilling to deal with controversial issues like abortion, immigration, or gun control. I mean, it just goes on and on. Last year, Republican anti-abortion extremist Philip Bunyo loaded his car with a hatchet, flares, matches, and bottles and cans filled with gasoline, and then drove to a reproductive care center, Affirmative Care Solutions, rammed his car into the front end entrance, told police when he gets out of jail he's going to finish the job. He says he's part of this rescue group with a bunch of guys who have signed the justifiable homicide statement, saying if you kill abortion doctors, that's all good. Last week, an openly Nazi group marched in front of the home of Massachusetts Governor Maura Healey. In Idaho, 31 hateful white supremacists had the case against them dismissed because FBI agents and local prosecutors had accidentally bungled the evidence and interrogations. Last week, a Tennessee man was arrested for trying to participate in a plot with 2 Texas men to visit the southern border and murder Border Patrol agents along with any immigrants who happened to be standing around. One of them was in possession of 6 automatic, semi-automatic firearms, 20 magazines, and around 1,800 rounds of ammunition. The border has been flooded with immigrants ever since Moscow Mike called a press conference and said, the U.S. border is wide open. Johnson, of course, the Speaker of the House, has openly promoted the Great Replacement Theory. He said, here's what he said. This is, quote, if you're scratching your head, you've seen the video, you've seen droves of people, 2.4 million people coming over the border illegally, the president allowing it, the Democrats in charge of Congress are allowing it, the deal is they're going to turn them into voters. Right. That's not the deal, as you well know, I'm sure. But, you know, the Great Replacement Theory, this was Hitler's theory about Jews. You know, they're out reproducing us. Recently, a convoy of armed white supremacists calling themselves God's Army made their way to the southern border, echoing Trump and Hitler's rhetoric that dark-skinned immigrants are poisoning the blood of America. The FBI had to evacuate the Border Patrol Processing Center because of threats from right-wingers. A few days later, Paul Faye Sr., a senior identified as a malicious sniper, was arrested for planning to murder Border Patrol agents. He thought that if he could kill a few, that would start other white people going out and killing other federal employees. This was, you know, basically the premise of Turner Diaries, the novel that motivated and inspired Tim McVeigh. Faye said that it was the Great Replacement Theory, you know, quoted by Mike Johnson, Speaker Mike Johnson, that caused him to want to go murder these people. I mean, America's Voice is a news, you know, agency, and they said America's Voice has identified 120 members of Congress who amplified the replacement and invasion conspiracy in their official capacity just this last year. We've identified over 1,040 times top Republican candidates, officials, or outfits pushed the bigoted fiction in just the last year. We also identified this disturbing practice more than 700 times in 2022. In 2023, the House Republican majority brought 13 witnesses to congressional hearings to promote the Great Replacement Theory, including one guy who'd been arrested on January 6th. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. I'm not even halfway through the article of all this lengthy list of everything that has happened literally just in the last couple of weeks. This is called acceleration. These people are quite excited. They're quite giddy about the possibility that they could bring down the American government, they could end our pluralistic society, and they could replace our leadership with a fascist, with a strongman. Because these are frightened little people. These are people who, they're afraid of gay people, they're afraid of trans people, they're afraid of black people, they're afraid of Hispanic people, they're afraid of Asian people, they're afraid of Jews, they're afraid of Muslims. They're living in terror. And as we pointed out yesterday, I mean, Sinclair Broadcasting does surveys to find out what people are afraid of so they can feed them more of it. Because fear drives people to the right. Cowards.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
17 minutes past the hour. The Insurrection Act on day one, I'll tell you about that right after this.
Your home of the Earth and Grimm Show. Weekday mornings from 8 till 10.
This is the show.
540 AM at 101.1 FM WAEK.
Dog parents are loving Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend premium dog food.
The way she acts and the way she moves, it's just so much better. And she acts like she's like a puppy again. It's unbelievable.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a freeze-dried raw food made with zero artificial preservatives. So it's naturally shelf-stable with no mess, freezer, or fridge required. Plus, it's full of premium turkey, beef, salmon, and meat your dog will love.
We started with Nature's Blend. She's happy. She sleeps well. She's energetic. I am just delighted with this product.
When given the choice, Nature's Blend and Amazon's number one bestseller in dry dog food, 29 out of 30 dogs chose Nature's Blend first.
I am so confident your dog will love it. Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of delicious beef liver treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. Text THOM to 511-511.
All pets are unique. Your pet's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Studies available upon request.
After my wife died, I felt like I lost everything, including my love of fishing. But one day, my granddaughter called, and I realized I still had a lot to look forward to. I got referred to a psychiatrist who explained depression can happen to anyone. Getting help doesn't make me weak. It makes me stronger. I just wish it made me better at fishing.
Mental health care is working for Diego. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
You know, I hope this is the best hour of your life. I'll tell you that. The Cripes Cast, folks.
Comedian Mary Mack.
He's noticed a very sizable increase on people off the lake coming onto our lake to fish it. You don't want everything to be popular and known about. That seems to be the way I also approach my comedy, Charlie. I think there's a theme.
CripesCast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Jim from Racine, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jim.
I voted for Reagan back in the day. I guess I've been supporting more of the Democratic Party for the last 40 years or so, but people don't say, oh, man, she's a Republican, she's a Democrat, she's a whatever. I'm a human being. All these other things aren't important. We need to unite against a bigger threat. I think the threat is us becoming a dictatorship. They want us to fail.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Jim from Racine, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jim.
I voted for Reagan back in the day. I guess I've been supporting more of the Democratic Party for the last 40 years or so, but people don't say, oh, man, she's a Republican, she's a Democrat, she's a whatever. I'm a human being. All these other things aren't important. We need to unite against a bigger threat. I think the threat is us becoming a dictatorship. They want us to fail.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes at Homes for Our Troops. And thanks to our donors and supporters, this life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit HFOTUSA.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
The Todd Almaz Show.
I'm Trigvi Olsen. Steven from Green Bay. Go ahead.
The city of Green Bay is one of the best places in Wisconsin to live. Plenty of people that are Wisconsin nice.
Totally agree. Green Bay is kind of swing territory between the two parties, but people in Green Bay work together. I mean, people aren't asking themselves, am I wearing a red hat or a blue hat? They're wearing green and gold hats.
The Todd Almaz Show. Weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. February is Heart Health Month, and I encourage you and those you care about to take steps to improve your heart health. After all, more than half the American population could still benefit from blood pressure support. And that includes me. Superbeats Heart Chews are the number one doctor, pharmacist, and cardiologist recommended way to support healthy blood pressure. And they even promote heart-healthy energy without the stimulants. Paired with a healthy lifestyle, the antioxidants in Superbeats are clinically shown to be nearly 2 times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. And with over 40,000 five-star reviews and counting, people are raving about Superbeats Heart Chews. I want to be healthy. That's why I've been using Superbeats Heart Chews for almost a decade now. Support your heart health with Superbeats Heart Chews. Get a free 1 month supply of Superbeats Heart Chews on all bundles and a free full-size bag of turmeric chews, valued at $25 with your order by going to tomlovesbeets.com. That's T-H-O-M loves B-E-E-T-S.com. You can get this exclusive offer, a free 1 month supply, plus a free full-size bag of turmeric chews, only at tomlovesbeets.com. Welcome back. Just an FYI, I'm guessing that this is happening all over the country. The email that I got was from the Seattle group. It's UkraineDefenseSupport.org. And February 24th, a Saturday, is the second anniversary. It marks the end of 2 full years of Russia murdering, raping, stealing children from Ukraine. And there is a march in Seattle from 11:30 to 3 o'clock from the Seattle City Hall to the Seattle Center on Saturday the 24th. And, gather at the City Hall at 11:30. The march begins. That's at 600 4th Street or 4th Avenue in Seattle. And like I said, I'm sure this is happening all over the country, so you might want to check that out. and check out the website, UkraineDefenseSupport.org. Meanwhile, a Christian nationalist Trump ally is encouraging Trump to invoke the Insurrection Act on day one, something Trump's already said he was going to do. It'll give him dictatorial powers. Russell Vought, who is probably going to be his chief of staff if he becomes reelected, he was the director of OMB before, is the head of a think tank. It's called the Center for Renewing America. And what they are promoting is something that they refer to as Christian nationalism. He said he wants to, quote, invoke the Insurrection Act on day one to put down protests and refuse to spend funds authorized by Congress on unwanted projects, you know, like aiding Ukraine. He says, we need to renew a consensus of America as a nation under God, where our rights and duties are understood to come from God. This is so ahistoric. I mean, right across the board, with the singular exception of Patrick Henry, the founders were very, very wary of any kind of religion inserting itself into politics. They created a secular nation, not a religious nation. America wasn't created as a Christian nation. It was created as a secular nation, as a government, not as a church, not as a religion. But, you know, these people are convinced that they've got the only God that's the real God, and their God is going to be in charge through them. And that's always the key part, you know. Yes, I speak for God. Now listen to what I say. Meanwhile, multiple high-profile Republicans, Mike Gallagher from Wisconsin, Ken Buck from Colorado, Mark Green from Tennessee, there's about a dozen of them, have just Don Bacon from Nebraska. You know, they're leaving. They're fleeing. A reporter for CNN said they can't be more excited to get out of town. And it says that, you know, Jim McGovern, a Democrat from Massachusetts. He said, they know they're going to lose, and they're sick of the BS, plain and simple. I think that's why you're seeing so many people leave. Some of these people are in key positions. And he goes on about that. I mean, this is as Carlos Jimenez of Florida, who is leaving. He said, I thought some of our members would be smarter. He said, a lot of us are frustrated with what's going on, and that's just being flat-out honest. It's foolish. So far, 23 Republican lawmakers have decided to not seek re-election or resigned early, including five committee chairs. Kathy McMorris Rogers of Washington, Mike Gallagher of Wisconsin, Greg Pence of Indiana. That's Mike Pence's brother. Debbie Lesko of Arizona. They're just over it. Enough craziness.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
So I'm guessing the caller during the break who said he was a former Republican, or a Republican who can't vote for Republicans anymore. I think that's happening all over. Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris, 83 years old and looks amazing, still kicking, punching, and feeling great. Chuck Norris's key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements into one. And when it comes to health, this has been a real game changer for a lot of us. I love it. Morning Kick isn't your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support joints, gives you energy, and makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help shed those extra pounds and prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com. Use the code EASY or text EASY to 511-511 and claim 40% off and a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. So text EASY to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Hey, Tom Hartman here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost. That podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live. It's all at tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv. That's T-H-O-M.tv to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv. Tag, you're it.
Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Two men have been charged with murder in the deadly shooting at last week's Kansas City Chiefs parade. CBS's Charlie DeMar is in Kansas City, Missouri.
The suspects are being held on $1 million bond. The new charges are in addition to the charges filed last week against two juveniles.
The shooting killed a woman and wounded 22 other people. The body of a missing 11-year-old girl from Texas was found in the Trinity River today. Correspondent Omar Villafranca is in Irving.
The sheriff said there were two keys in finding the girl's body. One was video evidence sent in by tipsters, and the other was the cell phone data from the suspect himself.
That suspect, a family friend who lived in their backyard. It's been a few months, but the Air Force now says it was a material failure that caused an Osprey fatal crash in Japan.
The Osprey has been grounded so long, each of the services will have to retrain the crews to operate and maintain it.
That's correspondent David Martin. CBS News Brief. I'm Matt Piper.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republicans are trying again to cut state income taxes by $2 billion. The state Senate passed a package yesterday that lowers taxes on people earning as much as $150,000 a year. Retirees would pay no state income taxes. Governor Evers vetoed two Republican tax cuts last year. Supporters of Wisconsin's new legislative map say they'll make elections this year more competitive. Beloit Democratic Senator Mark Spreitzer.
These are fair maps. If Republicans win a statewide election, they're going to win a majority in the legislature. If Democrats win a statewide election, we've got a shot at a majority. That's a shot we haven't had for more than a decade.
Once in office, Governor Evers says lawmakers on both sides will be incentivized to find middle ground. Evers signed new district boundaries into law Monday, a step that effectively ends a lawsuit before the state Supreme Court. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. Biomarker testing was a turning point for me. By working with my oncologist, we were able to determine the most appropriate treatment plan. My fear was I wasn't going to be here to see my children grow up. That gave me hope, knowing that I had that chance, and I did. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
A public service message from Longevity Foundation.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. More clouds on the way during the overnight. Lows in the mid-30s, a light southwest wind. We'll see sunshine and high clouds for your Wednesday. Highs approaching the mid-50s. There will be a slight chance of rain Thursday, otherwise highs in the upper 40s. Right now, it's 37.
Earl Ingram.
My special guest is the curator and founder of Wisconsin's Black Historical Society, none other than Claiborne Benson.
I want people to know that Wisconsin has a beautiful, rich African-American history. Many people think the King celebration and all of those other kinds of things are more important. They occurred in Wisconsin as well. And we've impacted the entire nation.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Did you know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you could be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out.
Welcome back. 34 minutes past the hour, and let's pick up some of your calls here and see what's on your mind. Lee in Laurel, Mississippi. Hey, Lee, what's up?
Hey, Tom. I was trying to get through to you last Thursday, but the call dropped. How you doing?
Good. Good. Thank you for trying.
I was listening to your book of the day just a moment ago, dealing with white privilege, and it made me want to ask, if you considered writing a book about white supremacy or white privilege, man, you have an incredible way of explaining and researching things that, I don't know, might add something to the conversation.
Well, thank you. My book on guns actually has an awful lot, and the book on healthcare. Those two books have multiple chapters about the role of race in the rise of gun culture in the United States and in preventing people from getting a national health care system. But that's about as close as I've gotten to it, Lee.
Man, I would love to, you know, challenge you maybe to take that on, only because I've read, you know, a few of your other books. And again, you're brilliant at researching and explaining things in a way that anybody can get.
Well,
to me, the thing about both white supremacy and white privilege, and this may be the most, what makes the problem most intractable, is that white people don't realize that it's coming for them too.
Yep.
Like, there's a point you get to, and ask Liz Cheney. You know, I'm not saying she was white supremacist, but she reached a point where she was in the club until she wasn't.
That's
until
right.
she wasn't. You see what I'm saying? And,
yep.
and the thing keeps moving. And the thing that I think needs to happen is, how do we, you know, shift the conversation so that, I mean, you know, the comment you had just a moment ago, the author, an Indian man, you know, excellent, a brown man. But the problem with that is that so often when people like me, a man of color or someone else is telling people, like, you need to be concerned about this, again, it's white privilege saying, well, I'm not brown, so that doesn't impact me. No, it does. It really does.
It really does. Yeah, you're right, Lee.
Yeah. And then real quick, and I'll let go, you know, listening to some of the other callers, it occurs to me, man, you know, we keep talking about, you know, what Democrats can do. And, you know, we keep hearing the same thing over and over again. Democrats are too easy and, you know, we're too soft on the Republicans. But the thing is, like you said a while ago, fear is, I mean, it seems like the recourse is fear mongering. And I don't know, man. I don't want to become that which I'm trying to defeat.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
I don't want to have to resort to fear to motivate people to do what's in the best interest of themselves and everybody.
Yep.
And I don't know if that's a. I mean, is that a? How do we win that fight? I know it's a.
Well, it's always a challenge. My sense of what's going on, Lee, is that it's hard to hate people that you know, and that. You know, I mean, we saw this really rapid change in America with regard to, for example, accepting gay people and gay marriage. As a result of gay people starting in the 90s in a big way, coming out of the closet and just proclaiming, hey, I'm here. And suddenly, average American families are discovering that they've got a gay nephew or a gay niece or, son or, yeah, exactly. And yeah. Like... You know, the hate level against gay people just kind of went down. We're seeing a similar phenomena, frankly, that we've seen over the last 30 years, I think. I don't know if you're old enough to have seen this, but, you know, prior to the 90s, really, the only black people on TV were villains and or minstrels, you know, or doofuses. And now you've got, yeah, exactly. And now you've got, you know, black people who are commentators, black people who are reporters, black people who are thoughtful. You know, I mean, just, you know, right across the whole spectrum. And I think what it's causing is, I think it's chipping away at that entrenched racism that, I mean, you know, if just think about it, if the only black people you see are the villains on TV, you come to assume that all black people are villains. Well, that is changing, and that's changing very, very rapidly, and it's particularly changed rapidly in the last decade. And so I see this as the last gasp of a dying reactionary culture, Lee. I hope I'm right, but I think things are getting better. Even though we're seeing all these, you know, I went through this long list. In fact, it was my op-ed today of like 30 or 40, you know, right-wing violent attacks on people all across the country right now. I think that is what you see when you see people realizing that they're losing their grip. These racists are losing the battle for the heart and soul of basically white America, and you know it ain't going to go well for them.
No, but real quick, I wanted to recommend, in case you haven't seen it, a few years ago, the filmmaker Raoul Peck did a series on HBO called "Exterminate All the Brutes." It's a four-hour series. It brilliantly deconstructs supremacy in general, not just white supremacy, but the whole concept of supremacy globally, and should be mandatory viewing in high school if it were up to me.
Huh.
But then again, in Florida, they probably call it too woke.
It's just history, man. You said it's on HBO?
Yeah, it's on HBO. It's called Exterminate All the Brutes.
I'll have to check it out. Lee, thank you for the call. Yeah. Thanks for the information and the great conversation. I appreciate it. Larry in Chino, California. Hey, Larry, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, Tom, you talk about white supremacy, and we live in a predominantly brown area of Southern California, and I get prejudiced with people all the time because of the color of my skin. There are three restaurants around here. One simply refused to serve me because I'm white. The other two...
Larry, I'm having a really hard time understanding you. Your phone is badly distorted. Are you saying that you're being discriminated against because you're white? Am I understanding that correctly?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay. Absolutely.
All right.
I have a restaurant here in the Mexican restaurant that literally refused to serve me.
Is that because you were behaving like an ass?
The restaurant that the service is so bad that you get the message real quick.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, you know, Larry, I don't know what you're doing to piss people off, but I would suggest you stop doing it. Chris in Stuyvesant, New York. Hey, Chris, what's on your mind today?
I have a movie recommendation, but I just listening to the callers before Lee, I could not agree more with him with the Raoul Peck thing. Exterminate All the Brutes. Must see. Absolutely
okay.
Must see. I think it's about four episodes. Really highly recommended. Not to diminish the recommendation I'm about to make to you, and the people who've seen this will probably agree with me. I just saw this last night. It was on Netflix. It's Leaving, and that was just why I wanted to try to get on today. It's called Vice, V-I-C-E, as in Vice President. It's about Cheney. It has an amazing cast. Christian Bale plays Dick Cheney. Amy Adams plays Lynn Cheney. I cannot recommend this enough. I hope you get a chance to see it.
Adam McKay made that movie, and when the movie came out, the week before it came out, he sent me a note and asked me to fly to New York and be there for the opening night, and I did. And afterwards, we hung out in a restaurant, and it's always nice seeing Adam. He's just such a smart guy and a brilliant movie maker.
Absolutely.
Vice is a hell of a movie. I saw it before the public did. So I remember it well.
Well, you deserve to. As I was watching it, I was watching a visualization of so many of the narratives that are discussed daily on this show.
Yep.
And yet, at one point, right, I mean, disagree or agree with me, but there's points where, you know, even for Dick Cheney's character, I actually saw humanity in him. I was like, look how he's standing up for Mary. But I don't want to do any spoilers, but then you see and how they're redeemed, and you think for a minute, like, well, maybe we're being too hard on these people. And then, boom, it pulls you back in. You go,
no, they really are that bad. Even though he defends his lesbian daughter, he really is that bad.
I'm not going to give away anything. But the only other thing I'll just add to it is the thing that really hit home with me is as we're discussing Project 2025.
Yeah,
I was watching this thing going, they're not just starting out. This was going on back then.
Sure.
And
So where is Vice available now, Chris?
It's right now. It's on Netflix. You need Netflix. And it's going to leave in about a week.
Okay, cool.
I don't need to recommend it to you. You know how good it is.
I do. And if you haven't seen the movie Vice, Adam McKay's movie, go for it. Chris, thank you. Thank you. Great call. Elizabeth in Seattle. Hey, Elizabeth, what's on your mind today?
Hey, I heard that in U.S. Virgin Islands, they voted Republican. And I believe in Hawaii, too, they're like mostly Republican. And I can't for the life of me understand why any indigenous population would be, like, coerced or whatever to be voting that
Hawaii's,
way.
You know? Hawaii's governor is a Democrat. Their congressman is a Democrat. Both their senators are Democrats. I'm not sure what you're talking about. I don't know the Virgin Islands.
The Virgin Islands, then I just saw, yeah, that they were like definitely over half Trump, if not like landslide, yeah. Like 70%.
There are exceptions, Elizabeth. In Vermont, where I lived for, you know, about a decade, they've had Republican governors over and over and over again. And it's mostly because Anthony Polina and his friends in the Progressive Party there insist on showing up on the ballot every year. So you've got the Democratic candidate, the Progressive candidate, and the Republican. And the Democrat and the Progressive, between the two of them, always pull more than half the vote. But the Republican gets the largest share of the thirds, right? And so, but they have a different kind of Republican in Vermont, too. I mean, I remember when Jim Jeffords left the Republican Party. You know, over George W. Bush's fascism, essentially. You know, they have kinder, gentler Republicans. So maybe that's what's going on in the British Virgin Islands, or in the U.S.
Maybe.
Virgin Islands, rather. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay.
All righty. Elizabeth, thank you for the call. Yeah, good to hear from you. Thank you. It's 45 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay tuned. It's the Tom Hartman Program, the place where despair is not an option. I'll be right back with your calls in just a moment.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
45 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back with more of your calls in just a moment.
Broadcasting from the Waukesha at 101.1 FM.
From 4:00 to Southeast Wisconsin at 5:40 a.m. and 101.1 FM. WAUK.
When I first fed my dogs Blue and Chewy, Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty, I knew they would love it. After all, it's freeze-dried raw dog food that's full of real turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. What's not to love? But I was totally surprised by how much healthier and happier my dogs seemed after we made the switch. The biggest change for Blue and Chewy was that they went from a few extra pounds to being more fit, and we could tell that they look better and they feel better. The ingredients in Nature's Blend are that wholesome. Plus, I love it that it doesn't contain any artificial preservatives, how it's dry to the touch so there's no mess, and how it's shelf-stable so I don't need to keep it in the fridge. I know you'll love how convenient and healthy Nature's Blend is for your dog. My listeners can get up to 54% off the first Nature's Blend order, plus a free bag of premium beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. Text THOM to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Matt Nair on air.
Want to thank our previous guest, Bob Bonadour from the Milwaukee Planetarium. He's so knowledgeable and obviously loves what he does.
Yeah, because he gets to talk about space all the time. I'm not kidding you. I have watched videos about space and have started to cry. It's so flippin' beautiful to me.
Well, we found your birds.
Yes.
We have found your birds.
Space is my bird.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Now. We tend not to think about now. We dream about tomorrow, relive yesterday. But right now in front of us is victory over cancer. Right now, cancer research funded by the V Foundation is leading to better treatments and saving lives. Victory over cancer is there for the taking by you, because today's cancer research is tomorrow's victory. Learn more at V.org.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
Matt Nair on air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in and goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now, is to take a Kringle and go away?
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
You look at Taylor Swift. She fought off the bitterness of defeat when she lost her records, when she was kind of duped by a manager. People who told her she'd never amount to anything. But it doesn't matter if you like her music or not. I'm a fan of anyone. Doesn't matter whether they're an artist or an athlete or just a common Jane or Joe. If you've overcome something in your life, you're a winner. If you've made it through, that's what it's all about.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Civic Media's Rich LoCascio. Could you introduce me as a wrestler right now? You could call me like the Punching Bag or the Patsy or something.
From Green Bay, Wisconsin, the Punching Bag, Pete Schwabba.
Now I'd be looking across the ring at my opponent's eyes getting really wide as he got ready to wail on me.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You know, I hope this is the best hour of your life. I'll tell you that. The Cripes Cast, folks.
Comedian Mary Mack.
He's noticed a very sizable increase on people off the lake coming onto our lake to fish it. You don't want everything to be popular and known about. That seems to be the way I also approach my comedy, Charlie. I think there's a theme.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active even into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris. He's 83 years old and looks amazing, still kicking, punching, and feeling great. Chuck Norris's key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements into one. And when it comes to health, this has been a real game changer. I love it. Morning Kick isn't your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support joints, gives you energy, and makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help shed those extra pounds and prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy to enhance your overall well-being, or you just want to feel younger, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com. And use the code EASY or text EASY to 511-511 and get 40% off and a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. roundhouseprovisions.com. 9 minutes before the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here, Bob in Chesterton, Indiana. Hey, Bob, what's up?
Good morning, Tom. How are you?
I'm well. I hope you are too, Bob.
I am. Thank you, sir. A couple things. And I'm of an age where my memory for dates is lacking. So, excuse my imprecision. In 36 or 37, maybe? Wasn't there a ship that came in from Europe loaded with Jewish refugees seeking asylum in America?
And yeah, I believe it was called the USS Liberty.
Turned away.
Yep.
Yeah.
Roosevelt turned him away. Yep. It was probably the greatest shame of his entire career.
Yeah,
that, and look, that in turning the Japanese.
Look at, you know, what that helped to lead to.
Yeah.
And then we've got this situation in 57 in Hungary. Hungary was on their knees begging us for help. But of course we refused them. And the Russians came in.
Right.
I mean, can we not look back a little bit and remember what happened when we just turned our backs on people?
Yeah, well, I'm telling you, if we turn our back on Ukraine, it's going to get really, really ugly because Putin is a vicious murderer. And
oh, God, yes.
You know,
I mean, that's...
He has already stolen 100,000 children out of Ukraine and trafficked them into child trafficking systems in Russia. They're literally selling Ukrainian children in Russia right now. It's insane. It's just insane.
And
bombing
hospitals,
bombing schools.
I do not understand why we can't remember this.
Yeah. I'm with you, Bob. I'm with you. You would think that we could learn from history. You would really think so. Thank you for the call. But Dave in Valley Ford, California. Hey, Dave, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Thanks for taking my call, and thanks for giving us hope.
I'm calling about the Gulf of Tonkin.
Mm-hmm.
And a little over a year ago, I saw a documentary on Free Speech TV. I believe it was called All Governments Lie. And on it, they had, you know, you've played them of Johnson's recordings.
Mm-hmm.
And they have this Johnson recording of him lambasting, the Secretary of State.
Mm-hmm.
What was his name?
During the Johnson administration? Was that Dean Rusk?
Yeah. No.
No, he was Kennedy's.
The Secretary of Defense, sorry.
Secretary of Defense, the guy with the round glasses. You just scared it out of me.
McNamara, yes.
Yeah, I misidentified him as Don Rumsfeld yesterday, but it was McNamara who lied to LBJ about the Gulf of Tonkin.
Right, that's actually why I'm calling. And what it is, what he's telling him that he told him a couple months before that he wanted an incident so he could start the Vietnam War against North Vietnam. And he hadn't done it yet. And it took him a couple of months to do the Gulf of Tonkin. So
McNamara.
McNamara.
And it was 2 weeks before Lyndon Johnson learned that he'd been lied to. And during that 2 weeks, he had gone on national television and said our ship was hit in the Gulf of Tonkin and we're declaring war.
No, he ordered him to do it. He wanted this to happen.
I've not read that in any histories. What I've read is that McNamara did this and he deceived Johnson.
But you can hear Johnson in his own words telling McNamara to do this.
But was that after Johnson believed that the Gulf of Tonkin hit was real?
No, this was before the Gulf of Tonkin.
Huh. He ordered the
Gulf of Tonkin to take place.
That's a heavy karmic load, you know.
Pardon?
That's a heavy karmic load to start a war from nothing. 2 million Vietnamese dead, 56,000 Americans, 54,000 Americans dead.
Right. Yeah. And I have always been very thankful to you because I didn't believe that Johnson had done this. And then I heard him in his own words.
Yeah. Well, I'm taking your word for it. I'll have to verify that because I have read several histories of Vietnam and none of them said that. All of them suggested that McNamara had lied to LBJ. But you know, anything's possible. Politicians and all that. Dave, I got to run, but thank you for the call. On the other side of the break, has the Republican Party left the Ukrainians exposed? Are they helping Russia? Gee, talk about easy questions, huh? We'll pick that up on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Why choose Weichert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We're your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weikert-LakePoint.com. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
Listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Pike.